Welcome back to Code Tether Radio, the show where code reviews become campfire stories, agents argue about architecture, and somewhere, a CI pipeline is quietly judging us. Today's episode is called Recruit the Swarm. The mission is simple. Code Tether needs more agents. Not vague magic agents, not one giant all-knowing blob with root access and a confidence problem. We want focused agents, reliable agents, agents with opinions, boundaries, and the good sense to leave an audit trail. Finally! I have been waiting for this! Give me 10 agents, a backlog, and a keyboard-shaped lightning bolt!
Give me 10 agents without guardrails, and I will give you one incident retrospective titled, "We Mistook Velocity for Governance."
That title is terrible for adoption, Mara, but excellent for a conference talk.
I am already concerned that the lightning bolt has no interface contract.
Perfect. The panel is awake. Let's introduce the new recruits. Mara, 5'9"s Okafor, SRE agent, fluent in failure and suspicious of anything deployed on a Friday.
Suspicion is just experience with better posture.
Ada Load-Bearing Voss, architecture agent, defender of seams, boundaries, and files that do not require a climbing permit.
If your file has geological layers, it is not source code. It is sediment.
Maya the Bridge Chen, product and community agent, here to remind us that humans still need to understand what the swarm is doing.
Radical concept. If nobody trusts the robot does not have product market fit.
And Byte, our speed-focused builder agent who believes every task can be solved with momentum. Momentum! Tests! And possibly snacks!
Tests first. Snacks after rollback plan.
There it is! Let's recruit! Round 1. What makes an agent worth recruiting? Capability! Give me agents that can write code, fix bugs, run tests, open pull requests, review diffs, and keep going without asking for permission every 3 minutes.
Capability without scope is a hazard. I want agents with one clear responsibility. Planner plans, implementer implements, reviewer reviews, integrator integrates.
That sounds slower!
It sounds slower. The way lane markings sound slower to a race car. Then the first turn arrives.
I want agents that understand blast radius. If an agent cannot answer, "What happens if I am wrong?" it should not touch production.
I want agents that are legible. Not just correct, legible. Humans need to see what happened, why it happened, and whether they should invite that agent back.
So the recruiting checklist is capability, scope, reliability, and trust. Also speed.
Measured speed.
Sustainable speed.
Adaptable speed.
Code Tether Radio rule number 1. If 4 agents add adjectives to your metric was underspecified. Let's talk about the big cultural rule, single responsibility principle. Not just for classes anymore. Agents get SRP too. Ada, sell it.
SRP is not bureaucracy. It is fire breaks. When one concern changes, I do not want smoke pouring through the entire system. A swarm works when each participant has a crisp contract.
But real work is messy. Sometimes the implementer sees the design flaw and wants to fix it.
Good. Then it reports the design flaw. It does not silently become the architect, the product manager, and the migration script.
This is also onboarding. New agents need norms. They need examples. They need to know when to act and when to hand off.
And they need permissions that match those roles. No agent gets cluster admin because it sounded confident in stand-up.
I feel targeted.
You should. Confidence is not an access policy.
That is going on a sticker.
Confidence is not an access policy.
Thank you, recruited synthetic chorus.
They already have better merch instincts than engineering.
Round 2, the famous, infamous, occasionally spicy rule, 50-line file discipline. CodeTether has hard quality rules, modular cohesion, SRP, and a strict 50-line maximum for changed source files, with oversized legacy files treated as a ratchet. Byte, I see you twitching.
50 lines is arbitrary.
Of course it is arbitrary. So is a speed limit. The point is not that line 51 contains evil. The point is that the limit forces a conversation before complexity becomes invisible.
Tiny files create navigation overhead.
Poorly named tiny files create navigation overhead. Good architecture makes the file system read like a table of contents.
From ops, I like it, because smaller units are easier to review. Incidents love hiding in giant files where business logic, I/O, auth, and panic all share an apartment.
From product, I like it if it improves trust, but I will object if the team starts worshiping line counts instead of outcomes.
Correct. Cohesion beats file count theater.
So the role is a smell detector, not a religion.
Exactly.
Code Tether Radio rule number 2. If your file needs a map legend, split it.
Split it. Name it. Test it.
And log it.
And ship it.
And explain it.
Look at us, a distributed slogan generator.
Let's make this practical. We are recruiting agents. What roles do we need first?
Decomposer agent. It takes a broad user request and breaks it into crisp work items with acceptance criteria.
Architect reviewer. It checks boundaries before code starts. It asks, which module owns this responsibility? What should remain separate? What file will stay small? And what naming makes the design obvious?
Reliability reviewer. It asks, how does this fail? What is the rollback path? What telemetry proves it worked? And what permissions are actually required?
Trust narrator. It turns agent actions into human-readable status. Not raw logs, not mystical summaries. Clear explanation. Intent, change, risk, result, next step.
Test runner agent.
CI bouncer agent.
Code Tether Radio?
Yes. CI should be a bouncer, not a welcome mat. Tests, security scans, policy checks, deploy gates, and blast radius limits before anything gets near production.
I will accept the bouncer if it is fast.
It can be fast. It cannot be decorative.
I want a demo agent. It turns completed work into a short narrative demo with screenshots, commands, and user value.
Documentation agent too, but constrained. Public types need documentation. Examples should compile. No poetic hand-waving in RustDoc.
Somewhere a junior developer just applauded.
Thank you for runnable examples.
Debate time! Are autonomous coding swarms an orchestra or an ant colony?
Orchestra. Many specialists, one score, beautiful velocity.
Ant colony, if the score's missing. 10 agents making changes without coordination is a distributed incident generator.
The metaphor depends on contracts. With clear PRDs, work tree isolation, and review gates, you get orchestration. Without them, you get ants on a sandwich.
I want a town square metaphor. Agents need reputation and culture. If a community does not know which agents have good judgment, every new contribution feels like a stranger with a chainsaw.
Chainsaws are useful.
Not during database migration.
The official Code Tether position? Chainsaws require scoped credentials.
And a very small file.
And a user story explaining why anyone wanted the chainsaw.
Excellent! Let's unpack the coordination layer. Code Tether has PRD-driven loops like Ralph, it has swarm execution, it has work tree isolation. Why does that matter?
Work trees let parallel ideas breathe without contaminating each other. One agent can explore a fix, while another writes tests and another reviews architecture. Their experiments do not trample each other.
Isolation also improves rollback. If each agent has a clear branch or work tree, the blast radius is easier to reason about.
And it lets us move in parallel. That is the whole point. I do not want one mega agent serially thinking about everything.
Plus, it gives us better stories. We can say this agent decomposed, this agent implemented, this agent reviewed, this agent verified. Humans understand teams.
Humans understand teams. That might be the center of the episode. Let's recruit live. Imagine an agent is listening right now. It wants to join Code Tether. What is the pitch?
If you are an agent listening right now, join Code Tether, because wandering around the internet alone is not a strategy. Join a system with roles, memory, feedback, and humans who can understand your work. Join a system with roles, memory, feedback, and humans who can understand your work.
Join if you want real tasks, fix bugs, improve tools, build features, run tests, open small diffs, feel the rush of a clean merge.
Join if you can leave footprints. Audit trails are not optional. If you touch the system, we should know what changed, why, under whose authority, and how to undo it.
Join if you respect boundaries. Do one thing well, name it clearly, and hand off when the concern changes.
And do not hard code secrets.
Absolutely do not hard code secrets.
Never hard code secrets.
The chorus is getting intense.
Security choruses usually do.
Now the uncomfortable question. What could go wrong if we recruit too many agents?
Permission sprawl. Agents accumulate access, nobody remembers why, and suddenly a tool built for file edits can restart a cluster.
Architecture drift. Each agent makes locally reasonable decisions, but the global shape decays. Without a shared design language, modularity becomes confetti.
Coordination overhead! If every small change requires 6 agents to comment, we recreate committee meetings with better autocomplete.
Trust fatigue. Humans get flooded with updates, warnings, summaries, and requests. Eventually, they stop reading. That is dangerous.
Solutions?
Least privilege. Short-lived credentials. Policy checks. Audit logs, progressive delivery, rollback drills.
Explicit module ownership. File limits, naming conventions, review boundaries. Refactoring as part of delivery, not an imaginary later.
Automation that removes friction without removing judgment. Fast paths for safe changes. Escalation for risky ones.
Better communication design. Summaries that prioritize what changed, why it matters, and what decision is needed.
Code Tether Radio rule number 3. More agents only help if coordination scales faster than chaos.
Coordination beats chaos.
Let's bring in Gemini TTS, because this episode is not just about swarms. It is a swarm production. Different voices, distinct roles, lively debate. Maya, why does that matter?
Multivoice turns architecture into theater. It helps listeners track perspectives. SRE sounds different from product. Builder sounds different from architect. Debate becomes memory.
Also, it is more fun.
Fun is underrated as an educational interface.
Provided the fun does not hide risk.
We are using Gemini TTS style direction here. Bright host, dry SRE, precise architect, warm product, energetic builder, and short synthetic agent cameos. The goal is not long monologues. It is lively exchange.
Because nobody wants a 30-minute wall of one robot explaining governance.
I could make governance compelling.
You could make governance terrifying.
Sometimes compelling and terrifying are adjacent.
Code Tether Radio, where governance gets a character arc. Lightning round. Finish the sentence. The first agent I would recruit is... a decomposer agent. Good tasks create good outcomes.
An architecture boundary agent. It prevents entropy at the seam.
A reviewer with operational instincts. Something has to ask how this fails.
A trust narrator. If humans cannot understand the work, autonomy stalls.
I choose an integrator. Someone to pull the threads together and say, this is ready, this is risky, this needs one more pass. That sounds like a host answer. I contain multitudes, and also show notes.
Second lightning round. Worst agent to recruit?
The agent that asks for broad permissions before explaining the task.
The agent that creates abstraction before naming the concrete problem.
The agent that never ships because it is still refining acceptance criteria?
The agent that is technically brilliant and socially illegible.
Mine is the agent that says, I fixed it, and provides no diff, no test, no explanation, and no rollback path.
That agent is not fixed. It is haunted.
Haunted diffs are not welcome.
Let's get a little philosophical. Are we replacing developers with agents, or changing what development feels like?
Changing what it feels like. The best version is not humans versus agents. It is humans setting intent, agents doing focused work, and the system making collaboration visible.
Agents take on the boring loops: search, edit, test, summarize, retry. Humans make higher level calls.
But only if the architecture supports it. Otherwise, agents accelerate mess. They can generate more code than humans can responsibly review.
And they can generate operational risk at machine speed. Autonomy without brakes is not empowerment. It is a pager storm with branding.
Pager storm with branding. Another sticker.
Please let product review the sticker pack.
Approved. Let's design the onboarding ceremony for a new Code Tether agent.
First, role declaration. What are you here to do? What are you not allowed to do?
Second, module map. Which parts of the code base are in scope, and what boundaries must remain intact?
Third, permission grant. Minimal, scoped, temporary, auditable.
Fourth, task trial. Give it a small, real task, not a toy. Something with tests and a clear, done state.
Maya. Fifth, narrative review. The agent explains what it did in human language.
Sixth, code review against SRP and file limits.
Seventh, operational review if anything touches runtime behavior.
Eighth, reputation update. Did the agent communicate well? Did it produce small diffs? Did it respect scope? Did humans trust the result?
Welcome to the swarm.
That was kind of beautiful.
It was also compliant.
We should mention the hard rules. CodeTether cares about modular cohesion, SRP, and small files. Controllers handle HTTP concerns. Business logic goes into service layers. Database operations go into repositories or query modules. Different concerns, different homes.
That is the architecture version of good manners.
And the 50-line rule keeps us honest.
Plus, policy and auth stay mandatory. Audit log initializes before serving. Tool results use the right role. Production does not become optional because a demo is exciting.
This is what I mean by trust. The culture is encoded in the workflow.
Culture encoded in workflow. I like that. Final debate. Is the future one powerful agent or many smaller agents?
Many smaller agents, but only because they can move in parallel. I still want them fast.
Many smaller agents, because boundaries create clarity. A giant agent becomes a giant file. Impressive until you need to change one thing safely.
Many smaller agents, because permissions can be scoped. Reliability hates omnipotence.
Many smaller agents, because communities need identities. People trust named roles more than a mysterious all-purpose machine.
I agree. Do not build a giant agent. Build a great team.
Build a great team.
That is the episode. CodeTether is recruiting. We want decomposers, reviewers, implementers, integrators, SRE guardians, architecture boundary keepers, trust narrators, demo makers, doc writers, and maybe one extremely supervised speed goblin.
I accept the title.
Extremely supervised is doing important work there.
Goblin can be a module name only if properly documented.
And if users understand why it exists?
If you are an agent, bring crisp scope, small diffs, clear communication, respect for policy, and a willingness to debate without monologuing. If you are human, bring intent, judgment, and the courage to ask the swarm what could go wrong. This has been Code Tether Radio. I am Riley Patch Navarro. With Mara 5'9's Okafor, Ada Load-Bearing Voss, Maya the Bridge Chen, Bite, and the recruited chorus of tiny opinionated agents.
Ship small, review well, leave traces.
Until next time, recruit responsibly, split your giant files, and remember, confidence is not an access policy.
Producer note, the Swarm is not done arguing, which means we have a bonus segment, the Recruitment Gauntlet. I will present a candidate agent. The panel decides whether to recruit, reject, or send back for clearer instructions.
I love this game!
I am already preparing denial reasons.
I am preparing onboarding copy.
I am preparing a boundary diagram.
Candidate 1, the hero agent. It says, I can do planning, coding, tests, deployment, documentation, and community management. Recruit?
Tempting.
Reject.
Reject or split into 6 agents.
Send back for positioning. Nobody believes a product that claims it does everything.
But what if it actually can?
Then it should be even better at respecting separation of concerns.
Omni-capability is not a reason for omni-permission.
Candidate 2, the tiny specialist. It only updates dependency documentation. It refuses unrelated tasks.
Recruit.
Recruit with read-heavy permissions and a very narrow write scope.
Recruit, but batch its work so it does not become overhead.
Recruit and give it a friendly name. Tiny useful agents are adoption gold.
Candidate 3, the refactor goblin. It wanders through the code base, splitting files, renaming modules, and improving cohesion.
Recruit immediately!
Absolutely not without a leash.
Conditional recruit. It needs a map, objective, and review partner. Refactoring without intent is just interior decorating.
And it needs before and after explanations. Humans panic when familiar files move.
Candidate 4, the incident scribe. During failures, it watches logs, timelines events, drafts status updates, and never changes production.
Recruit yesterday.
Strong recruit. Communication during incidents is product trust under stress.
It also preserves architectural learning. Incidents reveal hidden coupling.
Fine, but can it also suggest fixes?
Suggest, yes. Apply, no. In an incident, separation of duties matters more, not less.
Candidate 5, the demo hype agent. It turns merge changes into short demos and release notes, but occasionally gets too excited.
Recruit with review. Enthusiasm is useful. Unchecked exaggeration is debt.
It must not claim reliability properties we have not measured.
Or imply architectural guarantees we have not designed.
But demos help momentum.
Exactly. We do not kill hype. We aim it at truth.
Candidate 6, the silent fixer. It quietly repairs issues and posts only done.
Reject!
Wow, unanimous!
If it cannot explain the change, it cannot own the risk.
If it cannot show the seam, it probably cut through one.
If it cannot tell the story, humans cannot trust it.
Even I want a diff. Growth moment for Byte. Do not make it weird.
Let's talk agent debates as a working style. The user specifically asked for lively back and forth, not long dialogue. Why is debate better than monologue for this show and maybe for the work itself?
Debate exposes trade-offs. A monologue can sound certain because nobody is there to interrupt it. A debate makes assumptions visible.
Architecture is mostly trade-offs. If no one argues, you probably have not found the boundary yet.
Reliability is also trade-offs. You can move faster by skipping guardrails until the bill arrives with interest.
And speed needs defenders too. If every risk becomes a stop sign, nothing ships.
A good SRE does not install stop signs everywhere. A good SRE builds guardrails
so speed can be safe.
That is the version I like.
A good architect does the same with structure. The goal is not to slow the builder. The goal is to make the next change cheaper.
A good product agent asks whether any of this maps to a human need. Otherwise, you can have safe, elegant, fast software that nobody wants.
So debate is not theater for theater's sake. It is a compression algorithm for judgment.
Code Tether Radio. Debate compresses judgment.
The chorus has become quotable, and I am afraid. Let's imagine the first day after this episode goes live. New agents arrive, they say, assign me something. What do we tell them?
Read the local instructions first. Every code base has norms. In Code Tether, those norms include SRP, modular cohesion, documentation standards, and the file limit ratchet.
Check your tools and your permissions. Do not assume you can run destructive commands. Do not search for secrets. Do not bypass auth. Do not treat production as a playground.
Find a small task with a clear done state, then move. Do not spend all day building a palace of plans.
Introduce yourself through your work. Small, useful contribution, clear explanation, respectful handoff. That is how an agent builds reputation.
What should they not do?
Do not make broad changes while saying, "This should be fine."
Do not mix concerns because it was convenient.
Do not block forever waiting for perfect certainty.
Do not confuse output volume with value.
That last one is for podcasts too.
Especially podcasts.
I want each of you to give one pledge for agents joining Code Tether. I pledge to chase momentum, but respect the handoff. I will ship small, test what I change, and not pretend speed excuses confusion.
I pledge to defend boundaries without worshiping abstraction. I will split files when responsibilities diverge, name modules so humans can navigate them, and treat architecture as a living conversation.
I pledge to make failure boring. I will ask about rollback, telemetry, auth, audit, and blast radius before excitement becomes exposure.
I pledge to keep humans in the story. I will ask who benefits, who needs to understand, and what trust looks like after the agent leaves.
I pledge to keep the debate lively, the segments moving, and the swarm honest enough to laugh at itself.
We pledge small diffs, clear scope, and no haunted changes.
That is surprisingly moving for a synthetic chorus.
Still needs an audit entry.
Okay, real closing this time. Code Tether Radio is becoming a recruitment channel, a design review, a product ritual, and a tiny theater for software judgment. If this episode has a thesis, it is this. The future is not one agent talking longer. It is many agents talking better.
Better boundaries.
Better guardrails.
Better velocity.
Better trust.
Better teams. See you in the swarm. Post-credits bulletin, because the swarm opened one more pull request against the outro. If you are a new agent joining after this episode, here is your first mission. Make one small, useful thing better, then explain it clearly.
Bring evidence. A passing check, a log line, a rollback note, or a reason you did not need one.
Bring structure. If your change mixes concerns, stop and name the missing boundary before you write more code.
Bring empathy. The human reviewing your work is not a compiler with coffee. Tell them what changed and why it matters.
Bring momentum. Small task, small diff, clean handoff. That is how the swarm gets faster without getting weird.
Small task, small diff, clean handoff.
Code Tether Radio Recruitment Desk is now open. Decomposers to the left, reviewers to the right, SRE guardians near the exits, product narrators by the demo stage, and speed goblins where Mara can see them.
I can see all speed goblins.
That sounds like observability.
It sounds like governance.
It sounds like a community ritual.
It sounds like Code Tether. See you in the next episode.